Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now on the phone, recently re-signed Saints safety and special teams ace Chris Banjo. Chris, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just say congratulations, Chris.
Yes.
And I know, one of the things I think special teams are very hard for the casual fans or even fans that are into football but don't necessarily have the background of it. It's very difficult to explain to somebody how important these special teams guys are and what a big difference they make. And I think the Saints clearly have made it very clear early on here how much they value their special teams guys. And Chris is one of the best in the league. So congratulations, man, and we're glad that you're going to be around.
Man, thank you so much. It truly means a lot to hear that from you. And you know, just to be back in this New Orleans Saints organization is a tremendous blessing and honor.
Now, Chris, and I try to explain to the Hoodat Nation to show you how good Chris Banjo is. And I was always saying, look, here's a guy that could provide depth with the defense in the secondary, but he's a special teams ace at basically $1.5 million, which seems like your production was at the highest level that you were able to double that. So congratulations in that part. And you know what I was most impressed with? Because I always said, no, listen, I know he's going to kick butt on special teams. But given the opportunity, a lot like Craig Robinson, when you were called upon to play on regular defense, you're able to make plays. I know you have to be really proud since 2016 have an opportunity to have three interceptions.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, I take pride in that. Definitely similar to Craig, we're definitely competitors. That's anything. I mean, you tell us we can't do something, we're definitely going to try to go above and beyond and try to achieve that. And that's something that I've always taken pride in since the day I've stepped into the league, even before that. I just try to compete in anything to the highest level.
Now, Chris, I never ask you this, or the fans will want to know, because, listen, Louisiana, Texas, that's like it's all the same area. We feel like you're homegrown. You're from Sugar Land, Texas. You're a native. You go to SMU. How did that process come about? And maybe just talk about your young career when you were in Sugar Land. And did you have a dream that you'd be where you're at right now and have an opportunity to go to SMU?
Oh, man, it's crazy that you say that, man. Growing up, well, I actually grew up in Houston, moved out to Sugar Land.
Okay.
But just in high school at the time, I actually hated football around my freshman year, honestly. There was nothing exciting about being in the hot sun, you know, rolling around in the mud, you know, with guys
right.
Two or three times bigger than you. I always wanted – basketball was my first love. But that quickly changed when I realized I wasn't going to grow past, you know, 5'9", 5'10", on a good day. So my primary goal at the time was always to, to get a scholarship. And I realized, you know, football would probably be a much better avenue for me to try to obtain that than basketball. So, I did my best. I put my best foot forward in that. And I was actually committed to – I actually had an opportunity to commit to the University of Hawaii at the time. June Jones was the head coach. He ended up switching to SMU, and that's ultimately what made me switch my decision to go to SMU. Because once my mom saw I could stay in Texas, she jumped on that opportunity as hard as she could. So.
And you know, Chris, there's a lot of SMU connection. I'll talk about this with Thomas Morstead. I said, look at the most players in the Saints, they're from SMU or Ohio State. And, you know, Chris, June Jones and I, he helped me when I was playing with him with the Falcons, helped me make the Pro Bowl in 1994. So, just a great individual. So, well, you hit the lottery not having to go way out to Hawaii and to stay within the state and going to Dallas and playing at SMU. But I know June Jones has been really a mentor to you.
Oh, 100%. I've always loved June as a person, as a coach. I mean, I definitely think he's been able to relate to players on a high level on and off the field, especially on the field in terms of how he lets guys do what they do best. And, from a free standpoint, you know, you don't feel like you always have somebody that's looking over your shoulder, looking to you know, demote you or whatever the case may be. But June has always been supportive in every facet, you know, on and off the field. And I always loved June, me personally.
Talking with Saints safety Chris Banjo, recently re-signed for 3 years. Chris, I got this on the text line, and I figure who better to answer this than you. And the question was, can you describe what is the special skill set that's required to be a special teams player? So what attributes would you say make a player, you know, what makes you good at special teams, and what are teams really looking for in a special teams player?
You know, Chris, it's a big heart, big passion, or what?
I mean, definitely, all those things for sure. The biggest thing I always try to remind myself is just to want to. I mean, right? I mean, you have a lot of – you have this whole league is filled with nothing but tremendous elite athletes. I mean, offensively, defensively, you know, who've been dominating in their area for, I mean, pretty much since they were born. And you put all these guys on the field at the same time, that's why it's called special. I mean, it's definitely an element that's going to take a different characteristic that not all guys are used to. To try to exceed and excel. So that want-to part, you know, I think is definitely the biggest characteristic trait that you need to possess on the special teams unit. I mean, like I said, a lot of guys have been dominating the area, whether it's a running back, receiver, defensive back that's always having interceptions. That's what those guys are used to. And that special teams element, that role, you know, you're not always going to get all the, you know, the fame, the shine, the glory, which is cool. But if you can continue to just, you know, remember to put the team first and, you know, have that want-to attitude to get your job done for the better of the team, I think you'll definitely excel time in and time out.
And, Chris, talking about putting the team first, is obviously you want an opportunity. You're coming out of college, out of SMU. You're an undrafted free agent with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then all of a sudden that was 2013, and you played for the Green Bay Packers 13-16 before coming to New Orleans in midseason in that 2016 season. Well, just talk to the Houdat Nation, and what is – been so attractive to be part of the Saints and Sean Payton and the whole organization. Obviously, we're in the hunt and we're amongst the best. Is that the foremost thing that, you know what, if I stay here, man, we got a chance to go to the Super Bowl, win it, and I know I'm playing with a winning organization.
100%. I mean, you're playing with a world-class organization. I mean, the front office to the players, just to the way everybody handles their business is the thing I take the most pride and I enjoy the most at New Orleans. And then not to even mention, man, the fans. I mean, our culture here is different. I think I want to say it was either Michael Kamara who tweeted the other day that our culture is contagious, and it definitely is. I mean, you see people who copy our celebrations and just the way we do things over here in New Orleans, and that's because everybody here, I believe, genuinely has a good time playing for the black and gold. And it's definitely been a tremendous honor. So being presented with that opportunity to continue that, I definitely have to jump on that as fast as I could. So I'm just real thankful and grateful to be here.
This is Chris Banjo, Saints safety, just signed a new 3-year deal with the Saints. Chris, thank you very much for the time, and we're excited to have you back and go enjoy these first couple days that you now don't have to watch in free agency wondering where you're headed.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Chris. That's Saints safety Chris Banjo. You know, a lot of talk's been has come out about Mark Ingram and how good he is in the locker room, and you know what kind of losses that Chris Banjo is as good as any guy I've ever been around in the locker room. Really, just a solid guy. He jumps group to group. Everybody loves him. He's always got a smile on his face. He's just the perfect type of contagious guy that you want to have in your locker room and on your sideline. It's a huge get.
And you know, Zach, you talk about special teams. He is a specialist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.